Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sports Talk Tuesday. I am Eddie the Hat, and you were tuned in to Sports Talk Tuesday on October 20th, 2020. And in studio, we have Hondo with us. And Hondo, how are you this evening?
I'm great.
And we got quite a bit of stuff going on. Of course, we're in the midst now of the MLB Baseball World Series and the rich man, poor man scenario with the salaries. The Dodgers and the Tampa Bay Rays, and the Dodgers are taking it to them in the opening game.
Yeah, and you know, the same old crap. The Dodgers have whatever the lead was, 6-1, 7-1, 8-1, and Kershaw had gone 6 and thrown 78 pitches, and they pull him. Now, I don't know what, Kershaw has 78 pitches is nothing. Let him at least go one more inning and save your bullpen. He's not scheduled to pitch again until Sunday, if there is a Game 5, which would be on normal rest. And then if he pitches in Game 5 and the series does go 7, he's available to pitch in relief in Game 7. I don't understand these teams. And then the Rays score 2 runs in the top of the 7th. They have 2 on with 1 out, and this guy hits a bullet up the middle, which, lucky for the Dodgers, happens to be caught by the pitcher, and he doubles the guy off second base. They were playing with disaster there.
Yep, well, you know, it's analytics and all the front office. All the, the GMs and all the
all the Ivy League hotshots, with their printout pages and everything.
Yep, absolutely, and that's what really dictates baseball. We were talking earlier today, back in the good old days, as I refer to them, and I think rightfully so, Earl Weaver, Tommy Lasorda getting a phone call in the dugout from the front office saying, hey, we need to pull this guy now.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think Earl Weaver would have said to?
It wouldn't have happened. Or Billy Martin. They would have marched right upstairs and confronted him right then.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Or Lou Piniella. Lou Piniella wouldn't have put up with that crap either.
Yeah, and anyway, it's different rules and all sorts of stuff now. But anyway, if you took the Dodgers – in this game, we laid the $170 over the +160 for the Rays. You're looking good. The over hit at 7.5. So if you bet that, then go ahead and your bankroll should be a little bit heavier than it was before the start of the evening. Couple of things. We just talked about baseball. That's going on right now, so we don't have really anything else to talk about except that the Atlanta Braves. I got to tell you, I can't believe in Game 7 the base running. I'm still thinking the Dodgers escaped from that game very, very fortunately.
That base running miscue could have cost them the series. You don't know. Because if you're playing fundamental baseball there, they're up by a run. And at that point, if you get a ground ball to second with the infield back, scores the run from third, moves the guy at second over to third. So you're up by 2, you get a sacrifice fly, all of a sudden you're up by 3. That's fundamental baseball, but they don't play fundamental baseball anymore. Everything's jacking for the three-run home runs.
Yep, the launch angle and
exactly.
the exit
exactly.
velocity and all these
exactly.
numbers.
Yeah.
All these numbers that mean nothing. You know, a base hit's a base hit. A home run's a home run. You know, you don't get extra credit for the launch angle.
But that base running blunder could conceivably, we'll never know, but it could conceivably have cost them the series.
Yep. And, but anyway, all right, well, enough of MLB until something happens. Honda will keep us informed of that. Some football over the weekend, I got to tell you, Sunday, the 49ers came alive against the Rams. Really surprised me in that matchup.
Yeah, they looked terrible against the Dolphins
yes.
two weeks ago. And they put it all together against the Rams. And, you know, you got to put a big asterisk by that Rams 4-2 record right now.
Yep.
Because those four wins have come against the four teams in the NFC East. And someone on the radio was saying today, and I agree with them, the NFC East this year could be the worst division in the history of the NFL.
Yeah, you've got the Cowboys leading that division with a 2-4 record. The Eagles are 1-4-1. You got the Giants 1-5, and the Washington football team, which really doesn't even have an official name, fittingly, is in that division. And you've got all combined teams are combining for 5 wins.
Yeah, and Dallas's 2-4 record, they could easily be 1-5 because their win against Atlanta was a gift.
Yes.
Atlanta gifted that game to them, so they really should be 1-5.
And the Atlanta coach finally got the heave-ho today.
Dan Quinn is gone, yeah, so that's he's...
We've been talking about that for weeks, how that man kept his job. But anyway, he finally got his walking papers today, and it's going to be interesting at 1-5 to see. I guess they're probably just saying, "Hey, let's bring the new guy in now, and let's see if he can clean this mess up."
I guess Quinn and I missed it. I was talking to a friend today, and I guess Quinn got canned last week after their loss last weekend. So the new coach, I don't know who it is, the acting coach. Led them to a win on the road this week against Minnesota.
Was that even announced?
It was announced, but I missed it. But Minnesota losing at home to Atlanta, how bad is that?
Yeah, and this goes to show you how interested I am in that football program because I didn't hear it until
I didn't either.
Today. So, but anyway, he's out, and good luck. I'll tell you, that's an ugly mess. Speaking of ugly messes, the Cowboys looked absolutely pathetic last night in their loss to Arizona. That was embarrassing.
Yeah, I told somebody that the Cowboys now remind me of the Al Davis Raiders in the last decade or last 5 years of Al Davis's life. You know, Al Davis had a lot of success early in his career. You know, Raiders won Super Bowls, and they were one of the standout teams in the National Football League. And now Dallas, which had some success when Jimmy Johnson was basically the coach, they won one title for Barry Switzer, which was probably an accident. But they won a couple for Jimmy Johnson, and but now in the last 5 or 10 years, they have basically been a non-entity. And with Jerry Jones running the ships, and it all starts at the top. You know, if you don't have top ownership, top front office, you're not going to do anything. And I seriously doubt, in my opinion, Cowboys are going to be a viable contender for anything until Jerry Jones is gone.
Right. And it was reported on NFL.com today that I guess Mike McCarthy is commenting on reports that he's lost control of his team in the locker room, and there's a lot of discontent. And he was quoted as saying, "It's important to talk as men one-on-one."
Right. And, you know, I don't know. You know, these I don't put a lot of credence into these. This person said this, but they didn't want to be quoted. You know, if you're going to say something like that, be man enough to come out and say, "Hey, I said it."
Yeah.
You know, but a lot of these players don't, and, you have to, question the validity of some of this stuff. Did these guys really say it, or is this newspaper trying to sell newspapers by coming up with some of this stuff?
Well, I think some of the comments were on Twitter, and they've come out and said some of them have been documented, but it's just a nasty situation. And I think somebody today on one of the other radio talk shows said that he thinks maybe Mike McCarthy he's lost it. He's lost his edge with coaching.
Well, I think they're stuck with him for a while because I don't think Jerry Jones is the type of person who is going to admit he made a mistake in hiring McCarthy one halfway through the season.
No, and Jerry Jones is running the team through McCarthy anyway.
Yeah, he's a puppet, yeah.
So, Miami Dolphin fans got good news. Tua has been named the starting quarterback 2 weeks from Saturday, or Sunday, rather, 2 weeks from Sunday. The Dolphins have a bye this week, and he'll be making a start. And that's pretty exciting for the kid from the islands to see what he can do and build that team around him.
Yeah, and he'll debut against the Rams a week from Sunday. And I'm not sure if that game is in Miami or at the Rams' new stadium. But, that'll be interesting to see how he plays.
Yeah, and just real quick reminder, there are three undefeated teams in the NFL right now. In the NFC West, the division-leading Seahawks at 5-0. And then we have the AFC North division leaders, Pittsburgh Steelers, are 5-0. And the AFC South, Tennessee Titans, which totally have caught us off guard, 5-0 as well. So congratulations to those teams. And you being a Pittsburgh Steeler fan have to be happy with this. It's their first 5-0 start in how long?
Yeah, since 78, one of their Super Bowl years, one of their four Super Bowl years in the 70s. And big game this week where the Steelers travel to Tennessee to play the Titans. So you got two undefeated teams that are going up against each other. And as excited as I am about the Steelers' 5-0 start, four of those wins have come at home. So they have to prove that they can go to a hostile environment, Tennessee, and win a game. So we'll see how they do on the road this week.
And let's looking ahead at the schedule for the NFL. Thursday night, we've got a real biggie here. The Giants traveling to Philadelphia to take on the Eagles. And Giants, of course, 1-5. Eagles are 1-4-1. And the Eagles at home are laying 4.5, and the number here is 44. I don't know. This might be a good time to maybe read a new book.
Yeah, that's we got no baseball to bail us out because that's an off day for the World Series. So, that's I'm not sure if there's any viable college games on Thursday night.
The only college games that are scheduled, I wouldn't say it's viable, but it might be better than watching the Giants and the Eagles, Arkansas State and Appalachian State.
Oh, boy.
They have winning records, both schools, so it's better than what the alternative would be.
Well, if the theaters were open, I'd say go catch a movie, but...
As far as the schedule for Sunday goes, we'll go through these real quick with the opening lines. Keep in mind that these lines are fluid, and they're going to be very fluid until kick. So don't get too excited. But right now, currently, we have the Browns taking on the Bengals. The Browns on the road, 3.5, and the number here is 51 in the hook. Cowboys taking on the football team. That must be Washington. This is going to be another interesting affair here. Cowboys are 2.5-point favorites right now, and the number is 47.5. Lions and the Falcons. Falcons at home. This wherever you do your shopping is fluctuating between 2.5 and 3, and the number is 56.5. Panthers taking on the Saints. Saints at home. 7.5 is the Saints are laying, and 51 is the number. The Bills and the Jets. I was not impressed with Josh Allen at all the other night. They're taking on the Jets, so this might be a good spot for them to rebound and get their act together. 12.5 they're laying. The Jets are at home, and the number is 46. Packers and the Texans. Packers laying 3.5 on the road, and the number is 56.5. Then we have the Steelers and the Titans. Steelers traveling to Tennessee. Steelers laying 2, the number 52.5. Seahawks at Arizona, and the Seahawks are 3.5-point favorites. The Cardinals are, the number in this game is 56. 49ers and the Patriots. This is going to be a good game, one that I'm going to be focusing on. And the Patriots at home are 2-point favorites. The number is 45. Chiefs traveling to Denver. The Chiefs are 4.5-point favorites. The number here is 48. Jaguars taking on San Diego. Can the kid finally win a close one?
I don't know.
Jacksonville.
He's looked good.
He certainly has.
He needs to get a win. I think they'll get it done this weekend. They have to beat Jacksonville at home. There's no two ways
and,
about it.
Just like the Tin Man needed a heart, the Chargers need a kicker. So hopefully it won't come down to that. But Chargers at home are laying 9.5. That's a big number. But, again, they're taking on Jacksonville. And the number is 49. And then we have the Buccaneers taking on the Las Vegas Raiders. Tampa Bay is 2.5. Just hope that good old Tom remembers what down it is in this game. 2.5, the Bucs are favored, and the number is 43.5. And then on Monday night, we have the Bears and the Rams. And this will be a good one. I've got a definite opinion on this already. The Rams are laying 6.5, and the number here is 46.
Both Sunday night and Monday night games are good matchups, and we'll see if the Rams can beat their first team that has a winning record.
Right, and the Bucks, Bucks and the Raiders, of course, are the Sunday night game at 5:20, and then the ESPN game on Monday night, Bears and the Rams. All right, we're going to take a timeout. This is your cue. Go refresh that adult cocktail you're sipping on. I know you are. And we'll be right back with more Sports Talk Tuesday. Listening to Sports Talk Tuesday. I am Andy the Hat. In studio, we have Hondo with us. And, of course, folks, don't forget, we're brought to you every Tuesday night by sportswagers-selections.com. And, folks, we've been playing with the idea. We've had some suggestions, and we've had some people that have been emailing, and we came up with a package for you, called the Weekend Warrior Package at a deeply discounted rate. This will give you 2 games on Saturday and 2 games on Sunday. And to find out all about it, go to sportswagers-selections.com. Find out about it and sign up. And plays will be available for the weekend on Friday night, not tonight, like some people think that they should be putting their picks up early. Thank God, real football returns. Well, we're getting back to normal anyway. I was getting real tired of watching these cupcake matchups with these teams, 36-point favorites, and you know, we're talking about NCAA football here, not CIF high school matchups, and some of these teams have just been bullying their way through by playing nobody. And we've had to watch some of these games, and it's been very disheartening. But now, finally, we're getting back to the big boys. The Big Ten is resuming, and then the Pac-12. When do they come back to the dance?
The weekend of November 7th.
Okay, so we're getting there. Because if I had to watch any more of these, I would have screamed. Also. Mark your calendars, everybody. The 2021 Division I men's basketball season starts on Wednesday, November 25th. And this, of course, was pushed back a little bit. It was supposed to have started on the 10th of November, but it's going to open on Wednesday. We can't wait for that. So that is just around the corner. We'll have pricing and packages up within 2 or 3 weeks for everybody to be able to get on board at sportswagers-selections.com. All right, we got college football. Well, let's real quick go through the AP football rankings, and we're just going to go to the top. We're going to go through the top 10 because that's really all that's relevant as far as I'm concerned. Clemson, number one. Alabama, number two, Notre Dame, three, Georgia, four, Ohio State, which kicks off on Saturday, is listed number five, Oklahoma State, six, Texas A&M, seven, Penn State, eight, Cincinnati, nine, and Florida, 10. Any surprises there? I'll tell you, I have seen Clemson play now, and they are a monster.
Yeah, they right now I think they're what we've seen so far, there it's like Clemson number one and everyone else there number two and beyond.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see what Ohio State looks like this weekend. I believe they're at home and for their opener against Nebraska. And so that'll be interesting. They're supposed to be loaded this year. So we'll see. But, yeah, right now Clemson's head and shoulders above everybody else, in my opinion.
Yeah, and the local teams, Southern Cal is ranked 24. And, of course, they'll be making their debut soon. Oregon is 13. It's going to be interesting this week. Now we won't have to sit and watch the CIF-type games that we've been forced to watch because it's been slim pickings as far as watching decent football on TV.
Yeah, there have been really no classic games so far. So we'll see what hopefully things will heat up now that the Big Ten's getting in action. And I'm not so sure. The Pac-12's been pretty much irrelevant the last 2 or 3 years. And
well, at least they have football teams.
Yeah. And this year you got right now two Pac-12 teams ranked, Oregon and USC. So we'll see. USC opens up against Arizona State. That's a 9 a.m. kickoff on the West Coast. So that'll be interesting.
Yep. We're looking forward to the Pac-12 coming back. The game that we talked about earlier on Thursday night is the Arkansas State and Appalachian State, and Appalachian State is home laying 11.5, and the number here is 66.5. And folks, I got to tell you, I got a lot of work ahead of me to try to decipher that game. And then on Friday night, Jacksonville State is taking on Florida International. Florida International is winless, but they're laying 10.5 to Jacksonville State, which is playing their first game Friday night. The number there is 59.5. I think games like this, you just might as well just take out a dartboard.
Yeah.
Games of interest that we highlighted earlier, Illinois is taking on Wisconsin, and Wisconsin's laying 19.5. 50.5 is the number. Florida State taking on Louisville, and Louisville at home laying 4.5. 59.5 is the number there. NC State taking on North Carolina, 63 in the hook, and North Carolina at home is laying 16.5. Syracuse and Clemson. God help you, Syracuse. You better light a candle. 61.5 is the number there, and I think Clemson could probably just do that on their own. They are laying 44.5.
Wow.
Points. Nebraska at Ohio State. This will be a good one. 66.5 is the number. Ohio State at home laying 27.5. Oklahoma taking on TCU. Oklahoma on the road, 6.5 point favorite, 62.5 the number. Auburn at Ole Miss. Auburn is laying 2.5, and the number is 67.5. Notre Dame taking on Pittsburgh. Notre Dame on the road laying 10.5, 44 and the hook is the number. Alabama and Tennessee. Alabama can put the points on the board, but boy, they're allowing an awful lot with that defense.
Yeah, their offense is first rate and their defense is second rate.
Boy, they're laying 20.5 on the road to Tennessee. 64.5 is the number. Virginia Tech taking on Wake Forest. Wake Forest at home. Tech laying 9.5. 70.5 is the number. Iowa taking on Purdue. Iowa is 3.5 point favorites. Purdue at 51.5. Iowa State taking on Oklahoma State. And Iowa State getting 3.5 on the road from Oklahoma State. And the number there is 53.5. And that's pretty much it here from what we're seeing. LSU, their woes are continuing without Joe Burrow.
Yeah, and no defense.
Yeah, we've got some interesting games here. Utah State, Boise State, that's not of natural or national interest, of course, but that will be a good game to watch. Boise State laying 16.5 at home, and the number there is 55.5. Wyoming traveling to Nevada, 4.5, 49.5 is the number. Michigan and Minnesota. Both teams making their first start on Saturday, and Michigan is a 2.5 point favorite on the road. The number is 55.5. So definitely the quality of football college is picking up this week.
And those two teams, Michigan and Minnesota, annually play for the Little Brown Jug.
The Little Brown Jug. Yeah, well, good luck on Saturday because I'm sure they're going to be a little rusty, because I know the practice with COVID has really disrupted all these programs. The last one of interest, personally, maybe just for me, UNLV taking on San Diego State. San Diego State at home laying 13.5, and the number there is 49 and the hook. And, of course, the games that we select will be on the website Friday night. And you can get the picks and download them by visiting sportswagers-selections.com. What's the score of the baseball game right now, Hondo?
Still 8-3, bottom of the eighth. Dodgers have two on with two out.
Okay, so that looks like if you took L.A. tonight and you took the overs, you're looking good. So, anyway. All right, well, that's going to do it for us. We will be back next Tuesday, same time, same place for Sports Talk Tuesday. Hondo, thank you for joining us.
All righty.
And, folks, a quick reminder, visit the website at sportswagers-selections.com. Go ahead and sign up for our free newsletter that is sent out, and it will even save you 15% off your first order. So take advantage of that. Hey, guys, cash some tickets, whether it be on the horses or whether it's on sports, and we'll be talking to you next week. Have a great rest of your evening.